Jesus, we want to bring our thanksgiving on today once again this evening, Lord, that we have the grace to be in your divine presence, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, since we left here, Lord, Sunday, it's been your protection, your cares, your watchful eyes upon our lives. Thank you for your protection, our goodness, and our coming in, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, also for making a way for us to be in your divine presence this evening, Lord. Thank you for those of us that are here. Thank you for your children that are on their way coming. Lord Jesus, we pray that you bring them down safely, Father. Lord, we commit ourselves to your great holy hands, Father. Help us in this service this evening, Lord. Lord Jesus, your word that will master re-echo once again, Lord. Let it minister grace and strength, Lord, and life unto us, Father. Lord, help us at the time of prayer to pray. Anoint us to pray, Father, and inspire us to pray. Lord Jesus, pray in us and pray through us with goodness that cannot be halted, Heavenly Father. Give us faith to believe our prayers, Father. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. At the end of this service, Master, we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Your servant in other places, Bakatari and other places, Father, we pray that you be with them also, Father. See all of us through this service this evening. Thank you for granting all this request, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. You are welcome to the service, to the midweek prayer meeting. God bless you. Please, can you have your seat? Let's sing this song. Just bear with me. It's in line with what we want to re-echo once again tonight. 791. No one ever cares like Jesus. I would like to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him, my friends, so kind and true. Oh, I would like to tell you a little completely. It is something that no other friend could do. Oh, no one ever cares for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. Oh, no one has to take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Oh, all my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. Oh, my life was full of misery and woe. Oh, for the Master, please, his loving arms around me. And he led me in the way that I should go. Oh, no one ever cares for me like Jesus. Oh, there is no other friend so kind as he. No one left to take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand this was of love. Oh, but I never knew just why he came to save me. See one day last year's blessed peace of oh, amen. Oh, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. Yes, no other friend so God as he. Oh, no one has to take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much
one could have taken the darkness away from me. No one could have saved me from sin. No one could have helped me in this life if not the Lord Jesus. He cared for me up to the day, up to this day, and I'm grateful to him. God bless you, brethren. Oh, no one cares for us like Jesus. I don't care. You can have billionaires as father. You can have billionaires as friends. But no one could know your problem as Jesus would. No one could solve your problem as Jesus would solve it. No one could save you from sin like Jesus does. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Let us stand on our feet as we read from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 2. Excuse me. Did I bring that? We love you so much. Because without him, where will we have been? Matthew chapter 2, from verse 1. To verse 6. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For this it is written by the prophets, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. God bless you, brother. You are welcome. You can have your seat as we try to continue with this sermon. Why little Bethlehem? So we just try to go back a little from where we stopped. I will continue from there. We stop at Rahab. So that is, let's look at the one at 58:12-28. Why little Bethlehem? 58:12-28, paragraph 51. Rahab the harlot. Okay, God bless you. And this young woman, after she had got a first hearing of Israel, and of a God who was a God that answered prayer. Not only a God to pray to, but a God that answered back. When she heard that God was a God of miracles, who could perform miracles, who dried up the seas and raised bread out of heaven, her heart began to tremble. And when she got the first message from two preachers that went over, quickly she accepted it with all her heart. And there was a scarlet cord bound at her window for a protection of her house, because that she had received the message. And I might add here, did you know she typed the Gentile church? She was a Gentile, and she was a type of the Gentile church. When you heard the message, we were all out in spiritual prostitution, committing spiritual fornication against the God of heaven, in all kinds of stuff, all kinds of denominations and religions. But when we heard that there was a God that still lived, that could perform miracle, quickly we received the message. There was applied the blood of the Lord Jesus, which made that scarlet cord And to keep from going into detail, you know how she hung it from her window publicly. It was not a hidden religion that she was practicing. She was not hiding Jesus. She was not hiding what she believed in. She was not hiding it from the people. That scarlet cord hung publicly for everybody to see. The blood was displayed publicly. That is the way the blood has got to be displayed publicly, hanging from the outside of the wall to show that on the inside something had taken place. That is the way the true believer in Christ is this evening. On the outside is the display of the blood of the Lord Jesus that shows something took place on the inside. Praise the Lord. And through this, God looked down when the rod fell and the trumpet began to blow. God see that scarlet cord hanging there as a memorial. It always pleased him to pass over the blood. God cannot tread upon his own blood. No way. He will always pass over that blood. Praise ye the Lord. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. He saw it. And when the shaking and the Holy Spirit rumbled the heart and shook down them walls, some 20 feet thick. Like we said the last time, it was from here to around this middle, the middle of this tabernacle. 20 feet thick. Not one rock fell where that cord was hanging. Shows the protection of a true God to a true believer. No matter what state you are in, when he finds you, he will just accept that scarlet cord. It weighs through the Bible. Praise the Lord. Oh, you can imagine. When Rahab will look back and we say, of all these walls, it's only my house that is standing. As big, as strong as this world is, it's only my house that is standing. This dear God must be a great God. Praise ye the Lord. And that strengthens us. When we are in any situation, if you can only look back to see what God has done for you in the past, that should strengthen you. Praise ye the Lord. There is not a child of God that is without a testimony. If we can look back to the great and great and greater thing that God has done for us in the past, seeing the present situation, it should be an encouragement to us. May God help us. May God help us. And then we see her when she was taking him as one of the Israelites. That testimony. Okay, we are coming. Let me wait a little. She fell in love with the man which was a captain and a prince in Judah. He was the captain of the Israelite army. His name was Solomon, just like King Solomon. And he was the captain. And she became in a great romance with this captain, which was the prince of Judah. And finally, she married him. And when the estate was settled up for the Israelites, she and her beloved husband lived in Bethlehem. Praise the Lord. Now from a harlot who knew no husband, who has no husband, who lived a vile life, terrible life, evil life, when she believed the God of miracle, when she believed the God who hears and answers prayers, when she saw the miracle of the living God, her life was changed. And now that her life was just changed, God favored her. She married a prince in Judah. Oh, praise ye the Lord. It is the same God that we are still serving. We are coming. They settled. Okay. They lived in Bethlehem. Now you begin to see it open. Haven't you see? It begins to open as we see that in Bethlehem she lived, being a Gentile bride to a Jew. Why? Because she believed in a miracle working God. And as look what she comes from being out of a house of ill faith, of prostitution, through her conversion and through her unfailing faith in God, it brought her from a prostitution house to a beautiful home in Bethlehem. What a difference. That is the way he does all of us. From a house of unbelief and frustration and immoral heart and everything to a place, position in Christ, which is most beautiful. Praise the Lord. From the ridiculous to the sublime. What a difference that it makes through our conversion. Praise you the Lord. From bad behavior, bad boys, bad girl, to a son of God. Who can do that? Jesus Christ is God changed our life. We can say Jesus Christ changed our life. From Ephraim woman to a wife of a priest in Israel. Praise the Lord. And that same Jesus is still alive today. He has been changing lives. And he's still changing lives. The worst thing is that when we know this message, when we hear this message, and our life is not changed, it is a terrible thing. Years upon years, we are still the same. Years upon years, we are getting worse. May God be merciful. How can we know this truth? How can we believe this truth? How can we know this God? And our lives will not be changed. It's terrible. May God deliver us from evil. This woman's life was changed. Not only was this changed, like I said, God paid for her to be the wife of a priest in Israel. And that's why God has not changed you. Praise ye the Lord. Okay. From the ridiculous to the sublime, that is the difference that it makes through our conversion. And did you see? She married a prince of the house of Judah, a captain. See, Brother Abraham emphasizing it. A captain. That captain represented Christ. Took to himself a Gentile bride. From the lowest of lowest to the principal and the best place in the land. As we will get to it later in our message. To prove that it was nothing else could be but that. That they are a type of the Gentile church. And we find out they had a lovely home in Bethlehem. As Solomon had established it. And it will become the great place. The great place and the fertile land. And how beautiful it is to think of that great wheat country, of that great wheat country, that it will be the bread place of the world. And it is true. No wonder Jesus had to be born there, because he was the bread of life. There is where all the nations come for their wheat. All the nations come for their corn. For it was in Bethlehem that had those fertile land. And you see, the little bitty thing just said, oh, it was the promise of wheat. Yet, that meant something. And you see how the Gentile Jewish prince be taking his Gentile bride back to Bethlehem for a settling down place and a place to live where there was plenty of bread. And we find out through this great romance and great obedience to faith, through the harlot Rahab, she gave birth to a son to Solomon, and his name was Boaz. And we all are, sorry, and we are all acquainted with another great story. Tie in this link here now. And Boaz was born in Bethlehem from Salmon and the harlot Rahab. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Bible first. Matthew chapter 1, I think that is from verse 1 to Matthew chapter 1. From verse 1 to 6. Matthew chapter 1. The generation of the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. And Judas begat Phares and Zara of Tamar. And Phares begat Hezrom, and Hezrom begat Haram. And Haram begat Aminadab. And Aminadab begat Nashon. And Nashon begat Salmon. The Salmon that Abraham is talking about. And Salmon begat Boaz of who? Rahab. That same Rahab. Her name is indelible in the book of God to today. Why? From a prostitution to what? A bride of a Jewish prince. Praise the Lord. You see what God can do for us? Praise the Lord. Did we see what God can do for us? Oh, sure. It is the same God we are serving. Now, Rahab and Boaz begat Obed of Ruth, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon, and her that had been the wife of Urias. Praise ye the Lord. Another thing we should note here, Solomon did not convert and marry. Praise the Lord. Solomon did not do what? Convert and marry. Rahab had believed, and she has been accepted in, as Abraham said, into Israel before Solomon find her. Praise the Lord. It's not that Solomon went to look for her, had a secret, something between her and the lady before she now came to Israel and they were now married. It was the testimony of Rahab that brought her here into Israel. Praise the Lord. And after she had been brought in, it was then that Solomon found her and fell in love with her. And they got married. And you see, if the woman has not been delivered, Solomon will have had a lot of problems with her. But the fact that she was delivered made her to be the wife of this man and stay put as a wife, and her name was indelible now in the Bible. Praise the Lord. If she had continued her life, she would have gone back. If she had continued her life, she would not have been reckoned with in the scriptures. But because she was changed, the God of Israel changed her life. And that is what God specializes in. We can have bread. We can have every other thing. But God is interested in our changed life. Praise the Lord. I'm happy for that. God is interested in what? Our changed life. Not so much of riches, not so much of gold, not so much of silver, not so much of every of these things of this world, but our life to be changed. And for our life to be a living sacrifice unto our God. Praise ye the Lord. That is where I am interested in. I can be a pauper. That doesn't mean much. I might not have money. That doesn't mean much. But I want the life of Christ to reflect through my life. So everybody that comes in contact with me, praise ye the Lord. Money will perish. Every other thing will perish. But when we go, when we get before our Savior, when we come before our Lord, when He will ask us, what have you done with the life that I gave to you? What are we going to say? That is the main thing. We can have riches. We can plaster this world with plaster our world with certificates. But if we meet Him as a debtor to sin, oh mercy, it will be terrible that day. That is why we preach the way we preach. That is why we do the thing we do. Not so much that God cannot bless you. God can bless you. God can bless us. But so much of our life, how do we live our life? Since you made this message, since you met Jesus Christ, has your life been changed? Has He done the work of changing in your life? Or is our life still the same? Oh, mercy. May I give a parable here? May I give a parable? No, it's not there. Sorry. It's not, sir. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir. There is this thing. This is the zero. Sorry for bringing this thing. May our life not be like this. Minus. When the light goes up, boom, 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 and come down to zero. May God have mercy. May our life never be like that. If we know the meaning of this diagram, we will cry to God. Let us pray. Let's commit ourselves to God. The God that changed Rahab is still the same God we are serving to today. He has not changed. God's brother said, Jesus says, is and feels with the Holy Ghost. He is still filling with the Holy Ghost till today. That is what we believe. Our God changes life. Our God makes our life better, far better, sublime than the way it was before we met Him. Why don't we call commit ourselves unto Him? God bless you. Let's sing this chorus about three times before I hand over to His servants. He's able, oh, abundantly able. He's able to deliver, oh, and to save. Do you believe that? Abundantly able, is able to deliver those who trust me. My God is able.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for giving us this privilege to be in your house this evening for this midweek service. We appreciate your favor, your mercy, your blessings unto us in this service especially. Thank you for the exhortation. Lord, we are grateful unto you for our faith as Mr. We thank you, living God, that Lord, we will see you again, the mighty God that moved in the days of old upon your elect people. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Because you are today, the same today, doing the same thing in the lives and in the midst of your people. We bless you, O God. We pray, dear God, that your spirit will water the word we have had in our heart and expatiate it, O God, to draw us closer unto you, to lift up our faith, to give us confidence and assurance that you are not a failure, and you are not a disappointment, and nothing is difficult for you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We are grateful to you for the request, Lord, the appreciation and thanksgiving of your children, and also the written requests and the ones that we have on the slide that we have committed unto you. And beyond that, those requests that came in our heart that we also committed to your hand. Lord, before we ever mention any of them, you knew them already. You know we are going to ask for them. You that normally in the ministry of your prophet, we call people and say that this is what you are praying for. And Lord, that say that your faith has touched him and your request is granted. I believe that, Lord, knowing that we are your children operating under the same ministry, you knew our needs and desires before we asked, and Lord, you have made provision for the answers. Lord Jesus, we are resting on your word that said that whatsoever we desire when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received them. You said, then shall we have them. May that be the portion of every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Perfect the health of the sick and the afflicted. Those in the hospital, those at home, those that are present, and their bodies are not what should be. Thou art God. You are manifested to destroy the works of the devil. May you destroy every works of the devil in our bodies, in our spirit, in our soul, in our life, to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, dear Father. All our requests, may we receive answers to every one of them. Give us faith, never to doubt. Take away fear, unbelief, uncertainty. Take them away from us, O Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. The servant we have used for the service, we ask that you bless and replenish him for the virtue that has left him, little the on of his ministry, Lord, and that of the rest of your servants. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Shortly, we will leave for our home again tonight. We pray that you that brought us safely, take us back home safely, O God. The rest of the week is in your hand. May your grace abide with us. While we are making preparation for the convention, we are just trusting you for every aspect of it, that you bring glory and honor unto yourself and blessings unto us, your children. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Let me read this appreciation from Papa. He said, I bring my appreciation to all for your calls, messages, and well wishes for my birthday, both at home and abroad. I say thank you all, and God bless you. These are from Evangelist Adele Babalola. So we'll be singing for him on Sunday as we normally do. Happy birthday, sir. Brother Joseph couldn't come around tonight because he traveled Monday and just came back very close to the time of the service, and his vehicle wasn't at home too, so said they are going to listen through the online. That's why we didn't sing tonight. I understand that Sister Esther Ajisafe has given birth to a baby boy. Then the names look strange to us, right? Well, I as you know, and as I know, as I know, you also ought to know. Because this is where she was pronounced Mr. and Mrs. No Ajisafe. That Sister Esther Endurance, Ni Aineroa. That's good. God bless you. I'd like to welcome Brother Goffrey. His wife is also in. Sister, can you kindly rise? That's the wife of the Reverend here, Reverend Goffrey Aineroa. That is one of the junior Mrs. Aineroa there. You're welcome. We also have Reverend Biodun Afulanya. I saw him coming at the back. I think he didn't want to come front. God bless you. Shalom. You also have Brother Gbemini Yi too. God bless you. God bless you. You're welcome. Yeah. God bless you. Our next physical gathering is Sunday. God willing, we trust the Lord to keep us. And also we have the tape service as usual on Friday. God bless you all. Shall we rise? I don't know, as if is it number 60 is that him? Now let me look at it. I'm following Jesus one step at a time. 60. Yeah. I'm following Jesus one step at a time. I live for the moment in His love divine. I think of tomorrow just before today. I'm following Jesus He said.
Jesus is leading, He's there.